the executive order seeks to limit the broad legal protection that social media sites currently have. That would make it easier for regulators to hold companies like Facebook and Twitter to account if they're deemed to have unfairly limited the free speech of users. On Tuesday, Twitter added a fact check to two of the president's messages that suggested mail-in ballots would lead to mass voter fraud. Trump responded by accusing the site of interfering in the presidential election. Without the backing of Congress, the executive order has limited powers, but the president said he will be exploring legislation as well. I'm Sarah Walton in New York.